Welcome to Health News, your complete source for all the latest news you need to know to take charge of your life. Health News is all about you, your life, and your health. Because the more you know, the healthier you can be. Now sit back and get ready for the Health News Podcast. Today's Health News is brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. And now the news.
Welcome to your Health News Podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney. Have you ever heard of a drug that does not have a side effect? Have you ever heard of a drug that does not have an interaction with other drugs or even foods or vitamins? With the average adult taking 14 medications a day and the average child taking 7 medications a day, the reactions and interactions are reaching epidemic proportions. Each year, just in the United States alone, there are over 500,000 reports of health problems and even deaths associated with medical products each year. We know that sounds like a large number, but think about this. Reporting drug reactions and drug-related death is voluntary. In other words, the law does not require that doctors, patients, lawyers, and anyone else reports these reactions. It's hard to estimate how many negative reactions to drugs actually occur. Some experts suggest official reports represent 1/10 of the number of actual negative reactions, but some experts don't even trust that figure. Here's the real problem. We watch the advertisements by Big Pharma, and just when they are listing just how dangerous all of these drugs really are, they show pictures of people having the best times of their lives, and our brains just shut off what they are saying, and we start to believe that the only way to be happy and healthy is with drugs. We say, if you really want to know what it feels like to be truly happy and healthy, get your nervous system checked regularly and eat right for your metabolic type. And one other thing, turn off the television. Do you ever wonder if your doctor is working for the drug companies? You hear about doctors receiving perks from drug companies, but do you know if your doctor is one of those? Now you can find out. The nonprofit investigative journalism outfit ProPublica makes it easy for you to see how much money your doctor has received from drug companies. Go to the ProPublica, www.propublica.org, and follow the link for Dollars for Docs. You can search by name, business, or city. All payments over $250 are shown. ProPublica reports that 8 drug makers paid doctors more than $220 million to give promotional talks about various medicines last year. In 2013, every company will have to record payments and gifts to doctors worth more than $10 and report them to the federal government. The information will also be available to the public online so you can see exactly what your doctor's relationship with the drug company is. Again, that website is www.propublica.org. And when I come back, how cyclists were tricked to go faster, and a fact you probably don't know about fatherhood.
Permanent health problems often result from simply treating symptoms without taking the time to address the underlying cause of the problem. That's why we so strongly recommend regular spine and nervous system evaluations, not just when symptoms develop. It's easier to maintain good health than it is to restore it once it's gone. Chiropractic is a safe and effective way to recover and maintain your health. If you want your family to be their healthiest, call Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna at 651-739-2500 and Anytime Fitness at 651-702-6500. Now back to the news.
Dr. Thompson of Northumbrian University in England was able to trick cyclists into going faster than they had ever gone before, and in fact, faster than they ever thought possible. Dr. Thompson had cyclists race against an avatar, a figure of a cyclist on a computer screen in front of them. Each cyclist was shown 2 riders. One was himself, moving along a virtual course at the rate he was actually pedaling the stationary bicycle. The other figure was moving at the pace of the cyclist's own best effort, or so the cyclists were told. In fact, the second avatar was programmed to ride faster than the cyclist had ever ridden. Told to race against what they thought was their own best time, the cyclists ended up matching their avatars on their virtual rides, going significantly faster than they had ever gone before. The increase translated into a 1% increase in speed, which may not seem like much, but in a competitive event, it can mean the difference between a medal and finishing in the middle of the pack. This proves the competitive nature that is seen in competitions at all levels. Athletes often come through with their best performances during competition when there is a higher level to chase. What are you capable of doing that you never thought was possible? And for our last story, how being a dad affects your testosterone levels. A study of 600 men in the Philippines has shown that a man's testosterone levels become lower after becoming a father. The more a dad gets involved in caring for his children, the lower his testosterone drops. Testosterone naturally decreases with age, but men who become fathers show much greater declines, more than double that of the childless men. While most men won't think lower testosterone levels are a good thing, such changes may actually be good for their health and help make them better dads. The changes observed are not going to alter male characteristics such as hairy chests, deep voices, and big muscles, or sperm count and libido. On a positive note, lower testosterone levels mean a lower risk of prostate cancer. A dad with lower testosterone may also be a little more sensitive to cues from his child. A professor of human evolutionary biology at Harvard sees these results and other similar findings as proof that male parental care is important and that men are meant to be active fathers and participate in the care of their children. It is important enough that it actually shapes the physiology of men. And that's the Health News Podcast for today. I'm your host, Sarah Whitney, and I look forward to joining you next time when I'll be bringing you all the health news you need to take charge of your life.
Today's health news was brought to you by Dr. Heidi Salonik and Dr. Benjamin Smetna of Oak Springs Chiropractic and Anytime Fitness. The information on this podcast is provided for educational and entertainment purposes only. It is not intended as a substitute for professional advice of any kind. Health News assumes no responsibility for the use or misuse of this material. It is intended as a sharing of knowledge and information only. Health News encourages you to make your own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional.